Welcome to the Fleet Safety Geeks podcast, where we discuss the latest industry trends, best practices, and strategies for keeping your fleet and its drivers safe on the road. Whether you're a fleet manager, safety professional, or a driver yourself, our goal is to provide valuable insights and actionable tips to help you prevent accidents, protect lives, and promote a culture of safety within your organization. From vehicle maintenance and driver training to regulations and technology, we cover it all. Tune in every week as we explore the challenges and opportunities of fleet safety in today's fast-paced, ever-changing world. Phil, how's it going?
Hey, buddy. How you been?
Been good. We have not been on a podcast for a while. Remember we have a podcast?
Yeah, I was trying to remember what a podcast is, but it's been a while.
It has been a while. We've had a lot going on in our professional lives. I quit my one job and started with, what's that?
A little bit going on?
I know, yeah. Right? Yeah, I quit my job and started a new job with a company called Davie Resource Group, which is part of Davie Tree. And I've just been so busy. I haven't had a chance to even record. And how about you? Have you had anything with your life going on?
You know, ironically, Bob, I left my previous employer and I went to this company that's called Davie Resource Group. It's part of Davie Tree, a division of Davie Tree. And I'm working with this guy. Oh, he's such a geek. I guess that would be you.
That would be me. Yeah, we are working together, and we're finally back and trying to record. I know we went to NAFA, and everybody was talking about the podcast. We were like, you know, superstars just walking around the trade show floor, and everybody wanted our autographs.
Yeah, right.
But we did line up like six people for interviews, and looks like we got to get back into this.
Yeah, we really do enjoy doing this. And I'm hoping that maybe like at least one person might pick up something that will keep them safe. And then, isn't that the whole idea behind this thing? You know, we want to
help people
stay safe when they're behind the wheel. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of people, keeping people safe, that's kind of your career. That's your passion. That's what you do. Is that what you're doing at Davie Resource Group?
Yeah, and that's what's so exciting about this. So again, so you and I were having a conversation, and that's how these things get started. That's how this podcast got started, from you and I having a conversation. And you had told me about Davie Resource Group and how you went there, and they were really a safety-oriented company, and they were looking, you know, to expand what they do with their drivers with driver training. And they brought me on to do that, and I've done a lot of classes already. And it involves basically a couple of hours of classroom, then we go out and we do some behind the wheel on a closed course, and then we do also a road test. So it's 4 hours of jam packed. I mean, we were covering the things that drivers should be doing, you know, trying to help them eliminate their bad habits and replace them with the good habits.
No, that's awesome. We've had a podcast with some of the stuff I think that you're training, the 7 life-saving skills. Your classroom setting. Do you want to talk about that a little bit? Kind of refresh our listeners to what the 7 life-saving skills are?
Sure. So, you know, it's CNBC, and it's basically scanning 360, knowing what's going on around you. Also, you know, make sure your lights are on, and especially in bad weather, and then, you know, escape space driving, paying attention, distraction. You know, we talk a good bit about that. And not just, you know, with the typical distractions of, you know, cell phones and texting and all that stupid stuff. And I'll relate a story to you about my drive back from Davie Resource Group yesterday. But also things that can that take your attention away, fatigue and eating and all those things, you know. So I get into a good bit. So there are just 7, you know, points that I cover, but there are a lot of subsets underneath each one of those. And like I said, it lasts about 2 hours in the classroom. And then we go out and apply it behind the wheel. So it's just a 4-hour program, but it is jam packed. I mean, they're getting quite a bit, and it's been received. It's becoming very popular, and I don't want to, you know, I try to be a humble man, you know, but it's becoming very, very popular. The drivers like it. So it's exciting. I mean, I get to do what I do, you know, and Davie Resource Group is allowing me to do that. I just appreciate the opportunity to be right there, hands-on with the drivers, getting them safe. And Bob, you know what I always say is like, go home safe every day. That's the most important thing you do. And
absolutely,
that's the whole, so I think any training that we provide, right? Any training you have to provide, you have to change the mind of the driver. Everybody's a good driver. Just ask them, right? But can they improve? And that's what we're trying to work on here. It's an attitude change, or it's creating that safety culture. Davie is a very, very, I mean, I am so impressed with how much emphasis they put on safety. But now the fact that they hired me to do training for all of their drivers, it shows you the emphasis now that they're putting on driver safety. So that's pretty important.
Well, you mentioned the point how the training has been very well received. Anytime like a company comes out and says, hey, we're going to put you through training, usually people are like, oh God, I don't have time for this. I really would rather just get out and go work. But I got to tell you, you put out some surveys. You've had people come up to you and say, that was just amazing. You have such a great skill. And I know you're humble, and I'm not trying to build you up here too much, but I've sat through your training sessions many times. And the way that you give the presentation, those 2 hours fly by. Right. I mean, people are engaged, you know, they're really getting into the stories, and it's really helping them to listen and absorb it. And then to put it instantly right behind the wheel, I think, you know, really shows, you know, how the people can actually start using some of those skills right away. And I've talked to some of the drivers that have gone through the course, and they say that they just love it. It's really, really good. So I think it's really exciting and such a great thing that we're doing at Davie right now.
Yeah, I'm really pleased with the way it's happening. So I'm going to be doing this all over the country. Oh, and by the way, I saw that there were some drivers in the Virgin Islands, so I think I'll probably have to go there in January.
Well, I've gone through Train the Trainer course, so I'll go and help you. Yeah, no, that's great.
Seriously, we have drivers in the Virgin Islands. That's great. But anyway, it's not.
Well, let me tell you a story about that.
So, you know, listen, go ahead.
I had a guy who just came back from the Virgin Islands, and we don't use telematics in the Virgin Islands because the devices don't work on their cell towers. But when he came back, he knew that the device would give him some safety alerts to try and change his driver behavior. And so he got into his vehicle that had a telematic device. And he's like, oh, I don't want this to beep at all, so I'm going to drive perfectly. And he did it. And we have a 1-800 how's my driving sticker on the back of the car. And he actually had someone call in and, you know, give a accommodation saying, hey, this guy is a really good driver. So I thought that was really funny. Awesome. So telematics really cool. And technology can help too.
And here's the thing too. So if companies want to follow a lead here, follow this one, right? So Davie gives a couple of online programs to all their drivers, right? Which I think, you know, online I think has, you know, can have some success, but I don't think it's the total answer. We have telematics, which I think telematics are very important, but I don't think it's the total answer. And we have driver alert, you know, the stickers on the back of the vehicles calling, you know, if you see a driver doing something. I love that somebody called in a compliment. That's fantastic, right?
Right.
So we have that. And now we have the classroom, live classroom behind the wheel on top of it. Bob, these are the things that I tell every company, do these things, right? Just don't do one thing. Do multiple things. It has to be multiple layers. And I also know that there's a review of all the crashes. And when drivers are, you know, it's determined whether, you know, preventability is determined. And then there's action taken after that. It could be disciplinary action. It could be, you know, and retraining, not just one or the other. So there is, it's a multi-layer approach to safety. And Bob, that's where you get success. It can't be just one. If they just had me coming in and just doing the classroom behind the wheel stuff, okay, that'd be great. But that's it's going to be limited in its success in that it's not going to sustain. Davie Resource Group takes a multi-layer approach, which is exactly why I've been preaching for years. And you and I have had this discussion, I know, and you're very, very aware of how you have to do that multi-layer approach, and Davie gets it. And that's what's just, I can't get the smile off my face. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, you know, we're doing some good here. I've got to believe, Bob, that with all that's going on there, that the Davie Resource Group drivers are going to be some of the safest drivers that are out on the road. And I'm saying I love that I'm a part of that now. So pretty cool, man. It is just pretty cool.
Yep. So obviously we've talked about this a lot. I've put programs in place where we put everything together. But the fact that Davie Resource Group is so focused on this and allowing all of this to happen just shows the dedication that they have to safety. And I think that's great, but you're absolutely right. You know, we've had a 3-part series on developing a safety policy and what we do to put all this stuff together. We're actually doing that. There's more to come.
Yeah.
You know, we're working on a lot of different things in the background, but you've got to set the baseline, right? You've got to train the drivers. You have to set the expectations and make sure that they have all the skills they need to do the right thing. You can also change the behavior with the telematics that we have now too, but we're going to be doing more. So really, really excited about that. You mentioned that your drive home. So Davie Resource Group is based out of, you know, the Kent area near Cleveland, right? So you live in Philly. So, and you said you're going to travel all across the country to train these guys.
And
you mentioned that you had to drive home.
I can because I have to bring cones. Yeah. It's a good thing I like to airplane? Drive, right? No, they're tough to get the cones in the overhead. So I'm going to drive. I mean, there are places I'm going to have to fly, obviously. Then I'll get cones there, however. But it's just a lot easier and logistically for me to go. And listen, it's much easier for me to go to the drivers rather than the drivers having to come to where I'm at, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm driving a lot. And I'm practicing what I preach, man. I truly am. On my drive home yesterday, I got to tell you about an incident. So I'm on Interstate 80 going across Upper Pennsylvania. And it's a lot of mountains, a lot of hills. If anybody has never been in Pennsylvania, you got Philadelphia in the east, you got Pittsburgh in the west, and then you got kind of West Virginia in between. I mean, it's a lot of hills, a lot of mountains. And so,
a lot of trees.
There was a gray car in the left lane, and it was hanging right at the back of a tractor trailer, which is a long hill going up, you know, a long grade going up. So the trucks can't move too fast. And this guy in this gray car was fluctuating in speed anywhere from 5 to 15 miles per hour below the speed limit. He's not passing the truck, and the truck is going as fast as it can because it's a long grade up a hill. Now, this is going on for a while, and people are starting to stack up behind this guy. So finally, we get to, and like I said, he's fluctuating. He's up and down. And you think, okay, finally he's going to pass, and then he doesn't. You know, and he drops back again. He was an absolute knucklehead. So finally got to a point where we're now going down a grade, and the tractor trailer picked up momentum and goes beyond the car in the left lane. Well, I hate passing on the right, but this guy is causing an issue, and I'm thinking I'm going to get hit from behind because this guy. So I signal, I go to the right lane, and I start passing him on the right. And Bob, this is what he was doing.
That's crazy.
He's in his phone, and he's. Bob, if I was still on the police job, I would have written this guy enough tickets that I would have gotten him suspended. Impeding traffic, distracted driving. I mean, this guy, and he was causing so much angst with the people around him for what he was doing. There was a black pickup truck behind me. I passed this guy. Now goes the black pickup truck by him. And the black pickup truck cut the gray car off so hard, which I don't agree with, but he made the guy angry. He caused a road rage situation because of what he was doing. That I actually saw the gray cars, you know, wiggle a little bit because the guy cut him off so hard. Hey, moron, get off your stinking device, put it down and drive. These are the things, Bob, you want to talk about a selfish dirtbag behavior. That was an angry Phil's out right now. That was really just, it was the epitome of self-centeredness. Just, I'm the only person in the world. Nobody else matters but me. Kind of garbage that happens behind the wheel, which causes incidents. It causes crashes. Okay. Right. So listen, when you're out there driving around, know that there are other people around you. Be courteous. Be aware of their presence and drive accordingly. Don't be a self-centered jerk like that guy.
That's right.
Okay, I'm done with my rant.
Nope. Angry Phil needs to come out more often, I think, because this is what we see on the roads every day. This is why there's nearly 43,000 fatalities on our roads in this country every year.
Exactly right,
This is what we need to stop.
Yep.
Exactly, and we need to stop it with fleet drivers, right? So we're going to do it with AV Resource Group. Hopefully anybody listening to this podcast is going to do it with their drivers. But we've got to get these cell phones turned off in the vehicles. That's just insane.
That's exactly right. And whether we get it, you know, I see the legislation these devices just need to be turned off or blocked. I mean, there's technology out there that can block the signal. I would urge companies, do this. Do whatever you have to do to get your driver straight. Okay. I can't stress it enough how unsafe it is. But Bob, here's the thing. The thing that bothered me the most with this guy was his self-centeredness.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't care. He was, here's me and here's the world revolving around me. The attitude if you have that attitude when you're driving, you're creating issues. You know what? You're going to get somebody hurt. You can get yourself hurt and somebody else.
Yep.
Don't be a self-centered jerk when you're behind the wheel.
Yep. We've had Steve Kiefer on from the Kiefer Foundation, lost his son to a distracted driver. And he just has the hashtag and the sign that says just drive. And that's what we need to do. When we're just behind the wheel, we just need to drive. And that's what we've got to get out there more. So the other day I was driving to work and there was a crash and I got rerouted and all of the traffic got rerouted and we're going really slow. So I took the opportunity to kind of look at all the cars going the other way towards me. And 35 people were on their phones of all the cars that I saw go past me. Literally holding their phone, texting, talking, doing whatever. And it's just, everybody thinks it's just commonplace and that's totally acceptable. The message isn't strong enough yet. You know, we've got to do more.
I think that there's got to be some heavy duty enforcement that needs to go on here. And you know my background, I was with the PD and I'll be honest with you. I think what needs to happen here is the cops need to get off of their phones and start enforcing it.
But you know what? With all the phones out there and all the cars on the road, you can't get them all.
I remember back in the 80s when there was, the push to stop impaired driving. Well, this is impaired driving. We need to have a push to stop this. I mean, a major, major push. It should not be. And here, hey, parents, when your kids are in the car, don't be doing that garbage because now you're setting the example. Okay. And I'm going to say, hey, managers who have drivers that report to you, don't do that because you're setting the example. If it's okay with you, it's going to be all right with the people that report to you. And as an individual, make the decision that I am going to be safe. What I say, Bob, all the time, and I teach this in class, I do for Dave Resource Group. You have to make the safety decision multiple times during every drive. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to be safe. Well, what happens the next time the phone rings? Or what happens when you're running late? Or what happens when somebody cuts you off or is tailgating you? How are you going to react? You have to make that decision to be safe multiple times during every drive. You have to be dedicated to it. And I think not until every driver out there is doing this are we going to get there. Bob, I wish we were at the point where every vehicle was talking to every vehicle and we were totally autonomous and everything. But we are so far, such a long, long, long time away from that. You know, if that means that 43,000 people weren't dying on the roads just in the U.S., you know, every year, if everything was autonomous, but we're not there. So now as drivers, we have to make the decisions to be safe. And we have to make that decision, like I said, multiple times during every drive. Be safe. Make the decision to be safe. The issue is this, and I don't mean to keep rambling on here, but because that's what I do, Bob.
It's all good.
People will get away with things, right? That knucklehead that was on his phone, he probably has done this every drive, right? And he gets away with it, gets away with it, gets away with it, gets away with it, until he doesn't anymore. And something serious happens. You know, the average drunk driver drives drunk 70 times before they either crash or get arrested. So it's what happens is people think, oh, well, I can do that now. It's safe. I can do it. I've been doing it for, you know, for this long. Well, it's not safe. And the right. numbers would prove that out. Our fatality rate in this country it went up during COVID. The only country in the world where that our fatality rate actually increased during the COVID shutdown. And guess what? The numbers have not come back down. No. What are we doing? We need to do better.
We do need to do better. And we're going to start with what you're doing at Davey Resource Group. We're going to make sure these drivers aren't doing it because we got to keep it from happening. And we got to make sure the managers, that's an exactly good point. You know, you talk about parents, but you got to talk about managers. Don't hold a meeting where you're on a phone. You know, don't call a meeting where everybody's driving. You know, think about these things and schedule those at different times. If you do have a meeting and someone's driving, stop the meeting. Tell them to, you know, join the meeting after they've stopped their car and they're in a safe place to park. Correct. But, you know, just make those statements, do those things. And that's going to establish that culture. Hey, before we get too far into Angry Phil, let's talk about some nice, happy things. Sorry. We just went to NAFA. Which I got to say, this NAFA this year was spectacular. I loved it. I really made a lot of connections. It was very well attended. There was a ride and drive with some really cool electric and gas cars. The presentations were great. The keynote speakers were great. There was a safety. Heck, we went up on stage and did a breakfast safety presentation with some other fleet professionals. Hosted by IntelliShift, our friend Aaron Gilchrist. But, you know, we do have a lot of episodes coming up where people want to be guests on our podcast. I think the most interesting one, we tried doing some live broadcasts, but the audio was horrible and we can't release them. But we had the executive director from the Australasia Fleet Association, Mace Hartley. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. Mace is such a great guy. He's the fleet guru in Australia. You know, he's the Australian Fleet Association. What a great guy. What a great guest. And I mean, I'll tell you what, you want to talk about, a country that embraces the safety culture. You know, my conversations I've had with Mace and the conversations that we had with him during the podcast, they get it. Okay. Hey, America, look at what Australia's doing. You know, look at what the right. Scandinavian countries do, right? Why can't we do that? We need as a nation. I love America, Bob. You know, I got a flag on the front of my vehicle, you know, like a license plate flag. I love America, right? God bless America. But we need to do a so much better job in this country. And what Mace was talking about and some of the things that are going on there and how the even, you know, corporation-wise, you know, embrace safety. And I'm sure it's not every one of them, but I think it's probably a little bit better culture than what we see here in this country.
Yeah, no, that's good. We also had the CEO of NAFA on, Bill Schenkel.
Bill Schenkel.
And he's been working a lot with NAFA and people like you to make sure that we're focused more on safety within our industry. You know, talk a little bit about what he brought this year and last year.
Well, I love that. So we had our safety, safety panel. You and I were a part of that for the breakfast, and it was not just like a breakout session. This was for the entire group, you know. And then the keynote speaker came on afterwards. Oh my goodness! And it was Corey from NOSA who arranged this guy. Oh my goodness! I cannot remember the guy's name.
I can't remember either. But we'll
probably. He was such, it was such a great presentation. And oh my goodness, that's terrible. But anyway, this guy spoke about driver safety, and it was probably one of the better presentations I've seen in a long, long, long time. That's what makes me irritated that I can't recall his name, but my goodness. So NAFA did this year, embrace safety a bit more. And I know they have another safety symposium coming up in June.
Yep, in Chicago. Yep.
So, it's good stuff, man. It's great stuff. That these organizations, the fleet organizations, I mean, and you know, we're also big supporters of NETS and things like that. We need to, we just need to keep beating the drum, Bob. You know, get safety. Safety always, driver safety always needs to be in the forefront.
It was Brian Fielko.
There it is. Thank you.
Yeah. I just looked him up. We connected on LinkedIn after his presentation. Yep. I thought the presentation was so good as well.
He was fantastic.
In fact, our safety panel in front of the whole group was on right before his keynote. And he got up and said, well, that was world class right there. And he had to follow us. And we just kept looking at each other. It's like, we just said that.
Yeah.
We
pinged off of each other, right? The what he was saying and what we had said. So it just reinforced everything that was being said during those two sessions. Again, it has to be important. It has to be consistent. And, while I always say, training, and I like to think that the training I provide or whatever is sticky, right? It stays with people. That's what has to happen here. You know, this message has to be consistent and sticky. You know, people need to remember this every time they get behind the wheel, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so basically what that tells us is we lined up at least 6 interviews on our podcast from NAFA. We can keep talking about the progress that we're making at Davie Resource Group, but I think that, you know, while we're busy, and it's a very busy time of year in the industry with the Davie Resource Group, so we may not be every week, but I think that we're going to be back on here doing more of these podcasts. What do you say?
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. I know. Listen, and apologies. I mean, we've both been so darn busy, and a lot of changes happening in our lives. And I will be traveling a bit. You know, a good bit. Good thing I like to drive. So I'll be out there. I'll be able to probably bring back a lot more stories of the knuckleheads I see out on the road.
I mean, I want to hear them.
Lord knows there's no shortage of them, you know?
I mean, no, for sure.
There's no shortage.
Yeah. And that's too bad. And that's what we're trying to change. So, well, with that puts us at the almost 30 minute mark. So let's end it there. We have a lot of great conversations coming. A lot of stories to tell from your travels, and a lot of success that we're going to be able to share from what we're doing at Davie Resource Group. So really looking forward to speaking more. And Phil, if you ever come in the office, I'm thinking about setting up a studio in my office, and we'll just do some right there.
That sounds like a plan, man. We'll do it. We'll have the Bob Mossing Studios.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Phil, we'll have a great weekend. Thanks for doing this one, and thanks for everything you're doing at Davie Resource Group. It's really going to make a difference. So
and I'm glad you're enjoying it. Thanks for introducing me to that, man. Thanks for it is a buddy. We're working together. How crazy is
awesome.
That? That is so great,
yeah,
man.
For sure.
I cannot get the smile off my face. This is so cool.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's awesome. All right, Phil, take care, and we'll talk soon.
All right, buddy. I'll see you.
Be safe.
Take care.